going to happen.
Okay. Okay. I like the title of this series, Heart to Heart. So I want to share with you something from my heart. I hope that you'll receive it also in a heart-sicker way. I want to talk to you about a very, very big yesod in Avodas Hashem. I'm not sure what the title was that was given, but I know what I communicated to Rabbi Bacon was something that I'm thinking about a lot because of the conversations that I have with Bochum, the conversations that I'm having with Hever all the time regarding this Nakuda. The truth is that it would require many, many hours to deal with this properly, to try to address this properly and to learn the Maamar Kaimis in a proper way. And I don't have the time for that. It's a very, very big yesod, and maybe some could stay behind. We could talk about it. I just found out there's a minyan here, though, until 12:20, so I'm not sure. But we'll see if it's shayach. There are two types of Avodas Hashem. And I want to open up this as a conversation, and if we can't spend so much time discussing it now, in the future we could talk about it more. And b'chidus, we could have conversations about this as well. There are two types of Avodas Hashem. Every one of you wants to be an Avodas Hashem. That's why you're in yeshiva. You want to be an Avodas Hashem. There are two types of Avodas Hashem. There is one for whom the yesod, the foundation of his avoda, is that he wants to be a Baal Madrega. He wants to become a person that's filled with Yirat Shamayim. He wants to be a Baal Madrega, to accomplish and to achieve and to reach Madregas in his Avodas Hashem. And in his learning, he has aspirations to become a Lamdan, a Talmud Chochem. So the yesod of this person's avoda is achievement and accomplishment, which is very noble, obviously. It's very noble. It's very, very important, and it's very beautiful. There's another type of an Avodas Hashem for whom the yesod of his Avodas Hashem is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shammai. I don't think I have to translate that for Bochum like yourselves. Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shammai. Not necessarily Madregas or the status of Alamdin, whatever it might be, or Yirei Shammai. But the Avoda is based upon Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shammai. Now, when you see these two guys in the Beis Medrash, they look the same. Each one is steiging in his learning. Each one comes to Seder learning on time. Each one comes to Minyan in the morning. Each one is Medaktik B'mitzvahs. These two guys, they're two Avodas Hashem. Again, the first guy, the Yesod of his Avoda is achievement, accomplishment, Madregas, Yirei Shamayim, Alamdin, and so on. And the second, for whom the yesod of his avoda is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Now, in this yeshiva, you hear many, many different views. The yeshiva prides itself on being a place where you could hear many different things. What you're going to hear now, I think will not come as a shock to any of you, but I'm telling you in advance. But what you're going to hear now is the Derech HaBaal Shem. Is the understanding of the Baal Shem and the Talmudi of Baal Shem of what should be the basis, the underlying basis of one's entire Avodas Hashem. I think that will help many of you understand why there are so many struggles and difficulties during these years that should be the most exciting, the most pleasant of our lives. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught, again, I'm saying there are other views. So you can ask me a kasha from another view, but I'm presenting this view as the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov believed that Avodas Hashem that is miyusedes, that is based upon one's desire to become a Baal Madrega and a Lamdan, that Avodas Hashem, the basis of that Avodas Hashem, is kulay sheke, is simply sheke. That it's not the Ratzon Hashem, that it's not the basis for one's Avodas Hashem. And sof sof, when you look in this form of the Talmud Yabal Shem, talks about this, all the tzaddikim talk about this, that one whose Avodas Hashem is based upon this aspiration for achievement and accomplishment, which is a very healthy motivation, but one whose entire avod is based upon that, in most situations, these individuals have terrible nefilas in their avod. Because the mitzias of life is such that min hashemayim, the nisyonis that people have, and especially in our times, in Ikvis of the Mashiach, the mitzias of life is that the nisyonis that people have are that people are put into certain situations where they work very, very hard on their learning, on their davening, on their midas, and so on. And it could be that months and years pass, and they still see themselves as being an ish pashut, that it hasn't essentially become the Baal Madrega that he was dreaming of becoming, or that he was hoping to become by way of comparison to the guy at the next table or the next standard, or the person that he's reading about, the Talmud Chacham that he's reading about in the Sefer. He doesn't see the Madregas that he's been learning about. He's reading Sefer after Sefer that describes Balei Midas, whether it's by Tzaddikim from the Balei Musar, whether it's Tzaddikim Sfarad Tzaddikim, or Chassidish Tzaddikim, whatever. He's reading about Balei Madregas from the time that he did his, he began his Shana Beis. He had this vision of himself. He read this story about how Rav Gifter, when he was in Europe, left an empty space on the wall where the pictures were of the Gdolim. And when he asked why is there an empty space, it's because that's where I'm going to be one day. And there are millions of stories like that. Which, it worked for Rav Gifter. It worked for Rav Gifter. But of course, we don't read the stories, and there are no biographies written about the people for whom it didn't work. And who didn't end up on that picture, but ended up in a very different type of an album, in a very different kind of a picture, maybe sometimes in the post office world also, but not in that picture next to the Chafetz Chaim or the painting of the Vilna Gaon or anything like that. Didn't end up in that picture. And Bichlal, the Tzaddikim say over and over, Ein hadavar muftach, there is no guarantee in this world that even if you put your kishkes into everything that you're doing and you're learning and you're davening, there's no guarantee, even though you will see for sure progress, and we have to work hard in everything that we're doing. But sof sof, we're living in the Ilana de Sveike. This world is the Ilana de Sveike, the tree of uncertainty and doubt. Hashem Yisbarach has nestoros l'Hashem Elokeinu. The Baruch Hu has different cheshbonos with different neshamas. There was a ma'aseh with Tiferes Shlomo Zchus Yaleinu that it was after. It was the Ne'ilas Achag after all the Tishrei. It was Ne'ilas Achag at the end of Yontif, and Tiferes Shlomo, there was a certain moment in Eisei Otzim where Tiferes Shlomo said to the Chassidim that if you ask me now what it is that you were davening hardest for during the Yom Nerayim, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you whether it's being answered such min hashamayim. And everybody was afraid to say anything. They were afraid to say anything. And he pointed to one of the Chassidim and he said, you were davening, this person was a very hard-working laborer, a beautiful person, a beautiful Jew, and he was davening, the Tiferes Shlomo said, you were davening with all of your heart, you'd finally be able to make it big with some money, so you could do what you really, really want to do with your life, which is to sit and to learn and to steig and to be in the Beis Medrash all day, instead of carrying water or milk, whatever it is he was doing. And he was nodding, this person was crying. And he said, that's true, Rebbe, that I was davening the whole time, I was davening for that. And Tiferes Shlomo said, and Mistami, you want to know whether that's being answered in the Neshamayim. And he just sat there and he says, the answer is no. You're going to be schlepping your entire life. And the person was crying. He said, but why, Rebbe? I really, really love to learn and I can learn. And Tiferes Shlomo says, it's true that you love to learn and you can learn. But the Nachas Ruach that Hashem Baruch has from you, in where you are now, and what you're doing now, and in your wanting, and in your Kabbalah Tehillim, and in your setting aside time to learn when you do, that's your Avodah in this world. The Yisoid of one's Avodah Hashem, according to the Baal Shem Tov, is not achieving and accomplishing, as wonderful as that is. The Yisoid of one's Avodah Hashem is Kabbalas Al Malchus Shammai. It's the beginning of Mesil Sasharm. Ma Chayvasai Ba'ilama. What is your responsibility in this world? The Lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, is that a Jew lives his life, he is Oisa Ha'emes, Mipnei Shehu Emes. He lives a life that is true, Mipnei Shehu Emes, because it's the truth. Not because it's Almanas L'Kabbal Pras, that if he does this, he's going to become so-and-so, that if he does this, he's going to be known as so-and-so, that if he does this, he's going to be able to receive a certain position, to be a Rosh Hashiva, to be a Lamdan, to be a Mabris Torah, whatever that is. But he's Oysa as Ha'emes, Mepnei Shehu Emes. And the Iker is to know that a person, Ha'adam Tzarech La'asoyis as Shelo, Reb Tzadik says, that a person must do what his responsibility is to do on that day, when it comes to his mitzvahs, his davening, and his learning, to do whatever he can do with all of his koiches. But as far as how does that come out, what are the results of all of that input? Does he become a big Baal Madrega? Does he become a Lamdan? Does he become a big person or a tzaddik? The Sfarim HaKadoshim say that's not the esek of a person bechlal. The esek of a person is to be an oved. And an oved means whether you're experiencing a time which is known in this farm as moichin de gadlus, where things are going great, and your mind is open, and your learning is terrific, and you have the best chavrusa, and the best shir, and there are other distractions of your life that have somehow just disappeared from your life, and you're really doing great, that's called moichin de gadlus. But then there are times, and it's not according to whether or not you chose them or you didn't choose them, obviously we have to be careful with everything that we do. But there are times that are called Moichin de Katnas. And during those times of Moichin de Katnas, it just happens that you could be trying to learn, you could be trying to daven, and it's not necessarily going the way that it went in the past. And Hashem Yisbarach is telling you, the Yisoid of your Avodah in this world is Kabbalas Al Malchus Shamayim, which means to be an Eved Hashem. And the whole inyan of what turns out with your Avodah, whether you become the Lamdan or the Tzaddik, all of that is in the category of an Nistaros L'Hashem L'keinu. You remember that Chizkiah, the king, did not want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and that Tzadik Dalet, Chizkiah did not want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. The reason for that being that, however, he knew that in the future that he was going to have children that were not going to turn out to be, God-fearing children, which is like a trip. And he knew that in advance. And therefore, he did not want to be Isaac in the mitzvah of Peruvu. And the Navi Yeshaya told him that he's going to die. Because as far as his responsibility is concerned, Bahadikav Shidirachmana Lomalach, it's not your business what happens. Your job is to get married and to have children, to make it shtadlis, to get married and to have children. How those children turn out, whether they're going to be to your liking, whether they're going to be as religious as you would like, or they're going to, God forbid, be Rishayim, you are obligated to do what you are chayiv to do. That's the beginning of Mrs. Sharm. We're going to learn the end of Mrs. Sharm in around 10 minutes. The beginning of Mrs. Sharm is Ma Chayvosoy Ba'olamo. I heard one of the most inspiring stories of my life when I spent I spent one night in a Seder Mechuvah in Toronto. There was a family from our community that had mishpach in Toronto, and there was a yahrzeit shiur for the Zaidi. And they asked me to go speak that night. And I was speaking in the shul in Toronto. I don't remember which shul it was, but I remember the name of the Rav. The Rav was Rabbi Marcus Olav Shalom. He was a son-in-law of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Some of you heard of Rabbi Marcus from Toronto? Maybe. You know the family. He was a son-in-law of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And he told me a few stories about that. I was there, I spent the night there, and then I went back to the city, to New York in the morning. He told me a few stories about Rabbi Aaron. I had heard shiurim from Rav Aaron. I had met him on a number of occasions. Now, I'm sure that many of you know that the last years of Rav Aaron's life were spent in terrible disability. He had a terrible stroke. It was painful to watch him speak. It was mamish painful. He was not in control of his body. Some of you have seen maybe Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel. It was a similar type of an experience being in the presence of Rav Aaron. It was horrible to watch. So Rabbi Marcus told me that Rabbi Aaron, that his father was going through therapy, intensive therapy, and his mind was very much affected, thank you. His mind was very much affected. His mind was very, very much affected by the stroke. And Rabbi Marcus said that he came to visit him in the rehab, and that he saw that his father, Rabbi Aaron, was learning Masechta Brachas. Now, some of you might not have heard about this, but Masechta Brachas is a no-no, at least in public, among briskers. For whatever reason, I'm not going into that. And Rabbi Marcus was very surprised to see that Rabbi Aaron was learning Masechta Brachas. And not only that, but when he looked closer, he was Niagadita at the beginning of the Masechta, and that was like, forget it. What's going on over here? And he asked his father-in-law, what's with Brachas? Even though any one of us would be proud, but from where he was coming from, it's Kodshim or something, right? He's learning Brachas. So Aaron said to him, before I had my stroke, I was a Rosh Hashiva, an Einikel from Reb Chaim Brisker. Right now, I'm a simple Jew. I don't understand anymore. I can't learn on that level anymore. And the job of an Erlich Yid is to learn Daf Yomi, and I'm learning now Daf Yomi. Which, if you know, also in Brisk, Daf Yomi is not acceptable. But right now, I'm a Poshet Yid. Poshet, he wasn't Poshet Yid. But the job of an Erlich Yid, of a Poshet Yid, is to be makabel al malchus shemayim, to learn a blat gemara a day, and to learn the daf yomi. But here is where we get the shlav beis. And shlav beis is fascinating. We just learned that the yesod of avodas Hashem must always be, my job is to do the best I can, kabbalas al malchus shemayim. Not where this is going to take me, not what's going to become of this, not al menas lekabel pras, even in ruchnias, to makabel a pras in ruchnias. Because such a person, the Svarim say, is almost always doomed to be disappointed and to feel that he has not accomplished, to feel that he hasn't reached that place which he set up for himself or some other Rosh Hashiva or Rebbe or parent set up for him. Most often, that avoda to get to that place has for sure bumps along the way, detours along the way, and the person is often discouraged and drops the entire project. The yesod of Avodas Hashem is every single day to wake up in the morning, Maida'ani, Neglevaser, and Kabbalas Ol Machlus Shemaim to be the best Jew that I could be this day of my life, which is the best davening, the best learning, Hayyom in Bekoilas Hashemot, this moment of my life. But what's interesting is as follows. Because the Sfarim teach us that Davke, when a person lives this way, in a way of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, without all the cheshbonos of what I'm going to become or where this will take me, but a Kabbalas Ol of this day, even if I messed up yesterday, to Mekabal Ol today, Ol Malchus Shemayim, Machavos Ol Balamo, Chazal teach us, and I'll give you two examples of that, that Davke through such a life and living that way, a person somehow over the years achieves unbelievable madrigas. Let me give you two examples. The first example I'll be talking about right now for a minute is the light of Mashiach ben David. And the second example is the light of Mashiach ben Yosef. Aleph. Again, I'm being Makassar. The Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Umad Aleph. The Gemara that describes a terrible period of David Melech's life. Terrible tkufa. A tkufa of shiflus on his level, not that we understand. A terrible tkufa in his life. The Gemara says that there was a time that during that time in his life, David HaMelech was considering running away from Eretz Yisrael to become an Oved Avodah Zarah. and regarding Shmuel Hanavi's nevuas, as far as what his future was about, and Malchus, the Gemara says that David HaMelech thought, Kol Ha'odam Koizev. If it wouldn't be in the Gemara, couldn't say it. That David HaMelech was having problems believing in the nevuas of Shmuel HaNavi. Kol Ha'odam Koizev, that too could be something that's untrue. He saw himself as being an absolute failure. And the Gemara tells us that he was in a place of Marchin de Katnus, Shimi ben Gera. Shimi ben Gera told David HaMelech that the reason for all of your suffering is because of what you did to Shaul HaMelech and the family of Shaul HaMelech. That's why you're going through all of this, because you destroyed Beis Shaul. That's why you have a son of Shalom. Bechlal, you're not having nachas from your family. And that's why you have a son that's trying to kill you, of Shalom. And from that he came mamush to the tachlis hashiflis in his life of going to be an oved of a dezara. You look there in the Gemara. And rejecting the nevius of Shmuel HaNavi. And at that point, Avishai ben Tzruya wanted to kill Shimi ben Gera. Because Shimi ben Gera cursed David, a klal in Nimratzes. You all know the story. Shimi ben Gera cursed David HaMelech. And David HaMelech heard this. And Avishai ben Tzruya wanted to kill Shimi ben Gera. And David HaMelech told him not to touch Shimi ben Gera. Kashem amar lo kalel. Because Hashem Baruch told him to curse me. In other words, that David HaMelech lifted himself up to a place from that place of me'ashpois mamish, the ashpois, the lowest time in his life. And he brought himself to a place of emuna, where he said that Shimi ben Gera is a shliach min ha-shamayim. The nisoyin that I'm having right now in my life is believing in Hashgacha Pratis and why I'm going through this and why I'm in such a place of moichin dekatnis. And he was mechazik himself in that terrible place that he was in. He was asking himself the following question. Right now, machay vosi ba'olami, not I'm a failure, not I'm not a real king, not I'm not going to be anything, not that it turns out that my other brothers were better than me and I'm nobody, my father and my mother were right, and I'm nothing. Not that at all. At that moment, which was the lowest moment in his life, he was mechazik himself, and he said to himself that the right thing to do right now is to believe in Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem Omerloi Kalel, that was his inyan to curse me, that's his between him and Hashem, don't touch him, don't hurt him, and then guess what? The Shevet Moshe brings him a medrash, and the medrash says that Ba'oisai Shah, that at that exact moment, when David HaMelech lifted himself up and said, don't touch Shimi ben Gera, Hashem Omalei Kalel, it's Hashgacha Pratis, where he broke out of that smallness, and he said, Chayvasi Ba'olami right now is to be an Erlich Yid, and I'm not going to have somebody murdered for saying those words. It's Hashgacha Pratis. So the Shevet Moshe brings us from the Medrash that says, that at that moment, David HaMelech became the Regel HaRevi Shebemerkava. Now, we don't know what that means, but it means it's a good thing. It means there's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and doesn't say over to Moshe Weinberg, you understand? It's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech became the regel HaRevi Shebemerkov. Machayvosa Barlama. There was a verse that I told some of the Chevri here last year or the year before, where it's a strange parasha, the parasha of the Saita. This is a verse from the Imre Emes, where the woman was already, you understand, they were already Eidei Kina. And Chol Zois, she goes in with a person. And they're Eidim. And the Torah tells us that if at the end she drinks the water and she was not over, in other words, that she did not do that Maisa with a person, the Torah tells us that she has, and the Gemara explains in Sotah, that she has gewaldige geprochus, that if she never had a ben zocher, she'll have a ben zocher, she wasn't able to have a child, she'll have children, and all kinds of brochus, the Gemara says in Sotah. So the Imre Emes says, I understand that she's not killed, because on Maisa, she didn't do a Maisa beer. She never did that thing. But come on, this is not like a regular nice Jewish woman. She was doing bad stuff. And her husband said in front of Adam, not to go with this person. And she went alone with this person, and they were Edom. So it turns out that she did everything but that Maisa Aveira, and because of that she has all kinds of schar from Shemayim. This was the lowest moment of this woman's life. She was doing disgusting things with a person. She just didn't do that last thing. So the Imre Emes says, that could you imagine, at that moment of passion, when everything inside of her was saying that all is lost, there's no tachlis to your life anymore, because you're not going to have anything, you're not going to have your marriage, you're not going to have anything. At that moment, she was mechazik, she was mechazik herself and said, I can't do this. I will not do this. And she held back at that last moment. The Imre Emes says, a gewaldige, gewaldige avayda of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, when everything was pulling her against that, and she was mezgaber, and she was mekabalah Malchus Shemaim. So, the first example is Oira Shel Mashiach. If you study, if you follow the line of Yehuda, even go back further to Lot, and go back, and then go to Yehuda, and go to David HaMelech with Bathsheba, all of the nesiyonos of Mashiach ben David. The avoda of Yehuda Bechlal, as the Meir Shlomo explains, is that you need to be mezgaber in such a way, and we don't understand, but Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is Yehuda, which is Malchus, the Davka through that, even though when we look at that Mitzias of David HaMelech, he was in a very bad place in his life, at that moment when he took upon himself the Achrayas to do the right thing, so Chazal reveal, he became the fourth wheel of the chariot, which is Malchus of Mashiach. Now, the heir of Mashiach ben Yosef, Yosef at Sadi, Chazal tell us that he was nichshol on his madrega, that 10 drops came out of him. We're not babies. That's what the Gemara says. That there were 10 drops that came out of him at the time that he was, according to that view of the Gemara in Saita, that he went home, lasas malachta, means that he wanted to be alone in the house with the wife of Potiphar, and that 10 drops came out. And at that moment he believed that Ovda Tikvasai, that he was supposed to be the tzaddik. This was the one that his father thought was going to be tzaddik yisod olam. This was the one who was going to bring together heaven and earth. That's the tzaddik. And instead, here he is in this house, in this place of Potiphar, and there was something that came out that was wrong on his madrega. But Chazal revealed to us that it was Davki at that moment of Ayonas Ve'etzah Chutza. In other words, at that very moment when he had that michshol on his level, where there were 10 drops that came out, it was at that moment that he became Tzadik Yisod Olam. That's not at all what he was thinking. What he was thinking until then is that he's going to hold on to this madrega, which I have to graduate, the house of Potiphar, jail, all this stuff, I have to graduate, because I was destined to be Tzadik Yisod Olam. He had his picture, there was an empty space on the wall of the Shvatim. The empty space on the wall said, here's this space in the middle called Tzadik Yisod Olam. And the way to become Tzadik Yisod Olam is by never ever being nichshol, by being Tzadik Yisod Olam. And here something went wrong on his level. Something went wrong. Something came out. Something went wrong. And not only that, but Chazal tell us that she told him that Belav Hochi, you're ready, it's all for foul. Everything you ever wanted in your life, the Madrega that you were seeking to achieve, you're never going to have it. And that's how the Sfarim explained about this Peseo Bebigdo. Bebigdo means she grabbed onto his clothing. Bebigdo is a lotion of what? Begida. And she was able to show him that you're a traitor to God. You're a traitor to your traitor to your family, to your father. You've ruined everything you were supposed to achieve in life. And Vayonas Vayetzah Chutza, he looked up at the window. Chaloin Cheslam Benun is the Oistis Lahadik Nechanukah, because the Holy Need of Chanukah is what we're talking about right now. He looked up at the window and he saw his father. The Gemara talks about what Rashi brings down. The Gemara says what happened over there, and he was Mischazik, and he could have seen his father, and he could have put his face down and said, "It's all for foul anyway. I'm not going to have any shaykhis to you. I'll never have a shaykhis to you. I'm not part of the family anymore. The whole Inid of Mashiach Ben Yosef of Tzadik Yisraelim is finished." But he didn't do that. This was the worst day of his life. This was written in his book as the failure of his life. What happened? Like a lion. Vayonas Vayetzah Chutzah. We can't be masik that. Vayonas Vayetzah Chutzah. That's what happens when you shut the machine down and you run away and you don't press that button. Vayonas Vayetzah Chutzah. And Davka, at that moment, Chazal tells us he became Tzadik Yisod Olam. Not before. He became Tzadik Yisod Olam. All Kriyas Yamsuf is because Vayah Yam Vayonais is what my royal, it's so is the Aron Shayyosa, it's Mesel Shayyosa. So it comes out, let me finish like this. There's no question that the tzaddikim agree that incentive, that there should be a dchifa, something that motivates a person, that he sets goals for himself in a careful way, to set goals of what one wants to accomplish, of what I can learn this zman, for sure. Everybody needs to be motivated. There needs to be these dechifas in a person's life to push him in the right direction. There's no question about that. But those moments of motivation and those goals that one sets up, you have to be very careful. The purpose is idud ba'alma, just a way of encouragement. Just a way of encouragement. But not that it's the basis of one's avodas Hashem. That's not the basis of one's avodas Hashem. And when a person makes that the basis of avodas Hashem, generally those people that do that are set to fail and go through all kinds of terrible yuridas and nefilas, and not to come out the way that Yosef HaTzadik came out, and not to come out the way that David HaMelech came out, because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that if Hashem wants you to be a vasa treger, you all speak Yiddish here, a water carrier, which I guess the equivalent of that would be nowadays, I don't know, I'm afraid to say, because maybe you're majoring in it or something, but some kind of a job that's not like a good job. So if Hashem Yisbarach wants you to be a vasa treger for 70 years, it makes no difference if you want to be the biggest Rosh Hashiva. It makes no difference if you want to be Yosef HaTzadik. If the Baruch Shalom said you're going to have a life filled with Nisyonos, and your job is Machayv Oso Baylomai, is to be good, and to be good that day, to do the best you can, to be Neved Hashem, and to be Mekabel Malchus Shemaim, then Rabbis Machashovitz Blevish, Vatzas Hashem Hisokum, and the Baruch Shalom has his own Eitzes, and it's always an Historis Hashem Elokeinu, and it's not what you thought it's going to be, because you made your plans, and it's Rabbis Machashovitz Blevish, and it might be that you have to be a simple Vasechek. Look at the last paragraph from Mesil Zeshar. Because I don't want you to think, come off thinking, okay, it's beside, like I said at the beginning, it's a Chassidish of heart, right? It's a chassidish attire. But this is not the truth what we're learning, and you're going to still go on with the thing that you're going to be the next Chaim Brisker, right? So look inside. This is the end of the Ramchal. I said to you the beginning. You all know. You saw the chassidus v'shorish avoda tmima she yisbar v'yisames etzel odom machayvosoy bar lomo. Today. That's the psicha of Mesil Shasharim. What's the chasima? 2 minutes. What's the chasima of Mesil Shasharim? Because hakol hoylech acher hachasima. What's the ni'ila of Mesil Shasharim? Which is not chasidish seifa. What's the ni'ila of Mesil Shasharim? Look on the right side of the last paragraph. Zeh poshut. So now he went through all the madrigas. Talking about the madriga of Kedusha. Everything from Zahirus and Zerizus, all the madrigas of the Brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, and now we're talking about the Chasima, the Ne'ila. How does the Ramchal end? Mesil Zishar. Zeh Poshu ki kol odom lefi umnes, asher biyado, each person to work according to the umnes, according to his skills, his talents, his profession, asher biyado. Ha'esek, asher hu oisek, whatever his esek is in life. Kach tzarech lo ha'ishara v'adrocha. He needs to go in the straight path. Ha'ishara v'adrocha. Kiderech hachasidus, because that's what this is about. Kiderech hachasidus haroi l'misha terosu amanasai, because the way of chasidus for a Jew who has the schus to be sitting and learning all day long, the derech hachasidus for such a person who learns all day long, eino derech hachasidus haroi l'misha tzorech l'haskar atzmo l'melachas chavero. It's not going to be, obviously, a guy that's sitting in Beis Medrash all day long, there's a different way that he'll come to chasidus than a person has to be at work all day long. V'loi zeh, that's a merchant that has to be traveling all the time. And so it is with everything in life. Listen to what he says now. Each person according to who he is. Every Jew, no matter what you're doing, you're learning all day, you're working all day, you're traveling on business trips. My sefer, Mr. Sharm, is for you too. Darach HaChasidus is for everybody. Lo lefi shachasidus mishtana. Not because to be a righteous Jew changes, as different, there are different programs. Ki hine yushav l'chol nefesh vadai, the mid of chasidus. Hol v'enenu elo, because what is chasidus? What's the whole tachlis of this sefer Mesil Shasharim? Hol v'enenu elo, la'asois mash yesh nachas ruach liyotzro bo. Period. To be a Jew means to give nachas ruach to the one who created you. This moment of my life, to give him nachas ruach. Aval hol vahanoise mishtane, because people have different lives. But obviously there are different ways that for different people and different professions and different families and different backgrounds and different koiches and different kishrines and so on, how they're going to get to this midah of chasidus. Listen to this sentence. A Jew can be a chasid gomur. Ish shebnei tzarcha hu baal melocha pchusa. A person who, because of the needs of his life, is a baal melocha pchusa. Not a brain surgeon, not a physicist, a nuclear physicist, a rocket scientist. He's a baal melocha pchusa. He's Isaac in a low thing. That's his work. Again, ukra yochel lios chosid gomer ishim ebnei tzarcha hu baal melocha pchusa, kamo mishu lo yivsog mipiv halimud. Can be a chosid like a Jew who never stops learning a day, a moment of his life. A chosid kol pol Hashem l'maneihu. V'omer, b'chol drechecha de'ehu, v'hu yasher or chesecha. Know Hashem in everything that you do. Give nachas ruach to Hashem every moment of your life. Serve Hashem in pashtus and tmimus, without any chochmas of who you're going to become, and how you're going to be smarter than your chavusa, how you're going to shlug up your rabbi, how you're going to get smicha plus, double, yuri, yodin, erchaim, chayshemish, whatever it is, you're going to get all these different madregas, all of these things. How about starting right now, not to say Lashon Hara at lunch? So that's not on the program of becoming Rabbi Chaim Brisco the Rogatchev, right? It was on their program, not to say Lashon Hara right now at lunch. How about not looking at that website? How about not taking out your phone during Mincha? How do you have Nachas Ruach Hashem during Chazos HaShatz? Now you might be on the program that you're going to be a Velz Lamdan. You're going to say such a fancy Shia, they're going to be sitting, everybody's going to be sitting with computers in front of you till 120, taking down your shiurim. You're such a gevaldig lamdan. They're going to be saying over you, you're going to be writing them up, they're going to be blogging and googling your shiurim till 120. Everybody, your shiur is the velt shiur. But you're taking out a phone during mincha? You can't wait 3 minutes, chazos hashatz, which according to Arizal is a higher madrega, by the way, than the silent shemoneh esrei chazos hashatz. It's higher. And you can't stop yourself from taking out your phone for what? You're a doctor or something? Somebody's calling you in an emergency, you can't stop looking at the phone? The Teretz says, no, you're on the program, but this doesn't interrupt my program. Why is this interruption to my program? I expected the biggest lamdan, and I've seen other lamdan that they come late to shul. I see lamdan, they look in swarm during Chazal Shashat. So why can't I look in a computer during Chazal Shashat? I can still be a lamdan. That's not the program. This is the program. Kol po Hashem l'maneihu. B'chol drechecha de'ehu v'yashar chesecha. Hu yisborach shmo barachma v'yifkach einenu v'sarosav. V'yavina drochav y'lichenu b'ar choysav. V'niske los is covered l'shmo. V'lasis nachas ruach l'fonav. That's the sum total of all of Mesillas Yesharim. V'lasis nachas ruach l'fonav. Yichvod Hashem l'olam. Yismach Hashem b'masav. That's the joy, the nachas that Hashem has with an elach yid, with a God-fearing Jew that's makabel upon himself, o malchus shamayim, that serves Hashem in a simple, tmimistic, pshitistic way. Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav b'nei tzion yigil b'malkam. That's the end of Mitzvah Shem. We should be zeichet to learn the beginning and to learn the end and to live everything that's in between the beginning and the end.